الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد in continuation of our book شرح السنة by الإمام المزني أبو إبراهيم رحمه الله. We'll continue. The Imam said رحمه الله. He said وكلمات الله وقدرة الله ونعته وصفاته كاملات غير مخلوقات دائمات أزليات وليست بمحدثات فتدي ولا كان ناقصا فيزيد صفاته عن شبأ صفات المخلوقين وقصرت عنه في طول الواصفين قريب بالإجابة عند السؤال بعيد بالتعجب لا ينال عال على أرشه بائن من خلقه موجود وليس بمعدوم ولا بمفقود. The Imam says رحمه الله وكلمات الله وقدرة الله ونعته وصفاته كاملات غير مخلوقات دائمات أزليات وليست بمحدثات فتدي ولا كان ربنا ناقصا فيزيد جلت صفاته عن شبه صفات المخلوقين وقصرت عنه فطن الواصفين قريب بالعجابة عند السؤال بعيد بالتعجب لا ينال عال على أرشه بائن من خلقه موجود وليس بمعدوم ولا بمفقود. Many times we'll hear from khutab, from sermons on Jum'ah. The imams who deliver the sermons, they say to us, Elodaloma, Elodaloma. You should go and learn about Allah. Most times, people don't tell us about Allah. They will give us the assignment, Elodaloma, you should go and find out about Allah. But we are not told, or the people are only little told about Allah. So from the foundations of Sunnah is that the Muslim must know who Allah is. And Allah has told us about Himself in the Quran, in very many places in the Quran. You see, Allah, La ilaha illa huwa. This Ayatul Kursi, one of the most astonishing things about the verse is after Allah, every other thing in that verse is covered. Every other thing about that verse from the beginning to the end is giving us information about who? Allah. In English they will say predicate, in the subject predicate syntax. So when you say Allah, La ilaha illa huwa, who is that huwa? Al-Hayy, who is that? Al-Qayyum, who is that? La ta'akhudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm, who is that? Everything about that. Likewise, many verses in the Quran. Allahu, Nur as-samawati wal-ard, mathalu nurihi kasalih. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. In other places he would have told us about himself. يُنَفِّذُ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ that I have described, I'm telling you about myself. The description and the attributes of Allah abound in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. For we have that duty to go back to these two sources, because we will not know about Allah except that Allah tells us, I am like this. Because we do not feel Him, we do not sense Him, we do not perceive Him. None of our sense organs have seen or heard Allah's voice or perceive Allah or taste Allah. A'udhu Billah. He is out of all of these. So He is what He tells us that He is. So if we want to know Him, two sources: the Quran, His own word, and the Sunnah, the word of the person He sent. Go and tell them about me, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. So this is why it is the duty of every person who seeks to be a Muslim in the way we should be Muslim, to know about Allah subhanahu. So this Imam says, wa kalimatullah. Before this, in our last class, we established that Allah speaks, our own Lord talks. Allah talks subhanahu wa ta'ala as He likes, when He likes, and to whom He likes. He has been talking subhanahu wa ta'ala. He talked, He is talking, and He will still talk. So His speech, His attribute of speech, does not end, neither does it have a beginning. It is with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll mention all of this today, inshallah. But so that the individual does not think maybe Al-Muzani, don't forget, the Imam wrote this treatise because of an accusation against him. So perhaps some of the people may think that maybe Al-Muzani, rahimahullah, believes that it is only the Quran alone that Allah has spoken. والقرآن كلام الله عز وجل ومن لدنه وليس بمخلوق فتدي. The Quran is the word of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ومن لدنه, it has come from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وليس بمخلوق. The Quran is not a creature of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فتدي, that could end, that could go to non-existence, because creatures have beginnings, and so they will have an end. So, fatabid, the Quran laysa bimakhluqin, it's not a creature, fatabid, so it could have been said to go to extinction. It will not go to extinction. Limada laysa bimakhluq. It is not in any way from amongst the creatures of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So perhaps some of the people may think that maybe Al-Muzani rahimahullah only considers the Quran as Allah's word. So he expatiates, rahimahullah. He says, wa kalimatullah, likewise, the words of Allah, Allah's word. The ulama say Allah has words, kalimatullah, the words of Allah. They say some of them are qadari, that is related to what happens in existence. Like Allah saying, like He said, innama amruhu iza arada shay'an ayyakula lahu kun. If Allah wills a matter, all of what He does is to say kun. This is Allah's word. Most times people say, kun fayakun of Allah. Kun is what Allah says. Yakun is only telling us what happens after kun, the result of kun. So what He says is kun, be, and that thing shall be. So it is not that the word of Allah is kun fayakun, be and it will be, la. The Allah's word is kun, be. فَيَكُونَ. So because he says be, it will be. So these are concerning everything in creation. Allah wants the sun, kun. The sun will be. Allah wants water, kun. Allah wants leaves. Allah wants human beings. Isa alayhi salam. Allah wants him, his kun. فَيَكُونَ. Whatever Allah wants, whatever He wills in His universe, in His creation, kalimatuhu, His kalima, His word is to say kun, and that's only. So these things, He's been saying it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is saying it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He will continue to say it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want to pick a pen and start documenting, each of us, when the sex cells, male semen, got into our mother and then fertilized and became a zygote, it was Allah's kun, Allah's word, be. So ulama say some of his words are qadr and some others are what? Shari'i. Those ones that He has legislated of. Aqeemu salah from His Sharia. Wa'atu zakah Sharia. Fala taqtulu nafsa allati haramallahu illa bilhaqq from His Sharia. All these words that Allah spoke subhanahu wa ta'ala and speaks, with which He gives legislation, they are from His Sharia. Ulama say His words, some fall on the issues of takbirat, preordainment, decrees, and some of that fall under issues of Sharia, legislations and approval. Do, don't do. So these are what the ulama have said about the kalimat of Allah. There are many places in the Quran Allah makes us understand that He has kalimat. In Luqman He says, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ لَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. If it were possible that ma fil ard min shajaratin, walau anna ma fil ard min shajaratin, if all of what is on the earth min shajaratin, that can be called a tree. Walau anna ma fil ard min shajaratin, if any of what the word tree or wood can be described on the earth, all of them, if it were possible that they are aqlam, tens, wal-bahru, and likewise the ocean, all the rivers on the earth, the ocean, the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Arctic. I have traveled twice from Port Harcourt to Bonny Island, twice, on speedboat. And the journey was about 45 minutes to 1 hour on the ocean. You see, you touch the ocean with your hands. When you go out of the creek, you look left and right. You will not see anything except water. If you travel also between Abu Dhabi and Doha, 45 minutes flight, all through water. Fortunately, the plane will not be flying at top or at huge height. It will fly low. When you look left, you see water. When you look right, my brother, you see water. Left, right. That's around the Arabian Sea coast. 45 minutes alone. And if you look at the map, it's a small area. Very, very small. What about those who travel 16 hours across the Atlantic from Nigeria to the U.S.? 16 hours on the water, not river, huge water. Allah says, if all of these, وَالْبَحَرْ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ. After all of these waters are put together to make an ink, we have another kind of heat. We cannot imagine it. Because even the one we have not seen all of it. Allah says, add another kind of heat to it. So if all the wood all the trees make pens, and all the water of the earth, and a double of ink, if they make the ink, ma nafidat kalimatullah. And we begin to write Allah's words. Allah said this yesterday, He said that tomorrow, He said this, that, He said ma nafidat. Allah's words will not finish. They will not be exhausted. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah azizun hakim ko. Allah's word will not be exhausted. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, ma nafidat kalimatullah. The kalimat of Allah will not exhaust. So these are from the attributes of Allah subhanahu. So the Imam said, wa kalimatullah, the words of Allah. The Prophet also taught us the hadith is very common, the zikr is common. We say, a'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma. Go out. At-tammat. Min sharri ma khalaq. We seek refuge with Allah's kalima. Kalimatullah. Allah's words. At-tammat. That are perfect. Allah's perfect words. Min sharri ma khalaq. Away from every evil from what Allah has created. What Allah has created, everything He has created has its own evil. Although some of the ulama say some have entirely good, no evil connected to them. And some have all evil connected to them like shaitan. Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah in his sharh of Kitab al-Tawheed. An example he gave of something that is entirely evil is shaitan. He does not have a good with him. May Allah protect us. So we seek refuge with these words of Allah, perfect words of Allah. Min sharri ma khalaq. From the evil that is connected to everything that Allah has created. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's also evidence regarding what? The kalimat of who? Allah. There's a point of issue here. Although we'll come back to it. We say, a'udhu bi kalimatillahi. I seek refuge in Allah's kalima. This is evidence that the kalima of Allah, the attributes of Allah, is not a creature. Because if kalimatullah, if Allah's kalima is a creature, we will not be seeking refuge with the creature. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he mentioned this in Kitab al-Tawheed. We say, a'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammat. We seek refuge with Allah's word, perfect word. We will not be seeking refuge with something that is a creator. It means the words of Allah are not created. We are coming back to it, inshallah. So the point here from that verse and that hadith, there are a lot of verses and ahadith that point to Allah's kalimat, apart from the ones we have mentioned. The Imam said, wa kalimatullahi wa qudratullahi. Likewise, the power of Allah. Allah's power. Says, inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah has power over all things. Human beings, we create things and we don't have power over them after creating them. That is it. We're in the nook world now. We're in the nuke world now. The world made bombs, nuclear bombs, atomic bombs. I'm sure the one who will detonate the atomic bomb may not wait to see the consequence before running away. We created it, human beings. Although what we say is we made it, we manipulated it because we did not really create. We were only manipulating creation. The huge energy that the nucleus of the radioactive elements release, who made them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're manipulating them. So all of these fall under the control of Allah. He says, inna Allah yumsiku as-samawati wal-ardu an tazula. Allah says, I am the one yumsik. He used the word imsak. I am holding. What did he say is holding? Samawati wal-ardu an tazula. I am holding the heavens and the earth so that they do not run away. We say there are gravitational forces. What does it mean? These forces are holding them together. Who put them there? Allah says, I'm the one holding them. Antazula, so that they do not run away. It says, Wala in Zalata, if they run away, if they go off their gravitational field, as we would say, that holds them together, that Allah has put to bind these bodies together. In amsakahuma min ahadin min ba'di, is there anyone who can hold the son back? We will go back and say, son, come back. Min ba'dihi, apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah created all things. And our nur stands no near the energy of the sun. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have power over our things. Our nuke, our bomb, atomic nuclear bomb, they stand no near the sun. No near it. In terms of intensity and the mass of energy that's involved. Massive energy. Yes, Allah said, I'm holding them so that they will not run away. And if they were to have run away, who amongst you will hold them together? This shows the qudra of Allah. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the Imam said, وَكَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ, the words of Allah, وَقُدْرَةُ اللَّهِ, the power of Allah, كَامِلَاتٍ, they are complete, they are perfect. Allah's power is perfect. Allah's words are perfect. They are perfect in terms of expression, in terms of purity. There is no deficiency in the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is human beings who speak and have deficiency of speech. Human beings, when we speak our speeches, they will say, give to speech writer, they will correct. Give another speech writer, he will correct. My dear brother, if you give it to another person, you will see another correction. Yes, this is the job some of us do. There is no end to correction of written works. The more you give to somebody, the next person will find an error. I tell you this. Recently, a brother told me, a job passed through three people. The fourth person said there are 106 errors. There are 106. A job of 220 something pages. It passed through three people, all professionals. The fourth person said he found 106 mistakes. They should correct. These are the words of human beings, deficient. But the words of Allah, Kamila, they are perfect and complete. Not only that, they are fair. Sidqan wa adla. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. The words of Allah are perfect. صِدْقًا, in terms of the truth in it. وَعَدْلًا, and the justice we find in the words of Allah. Allah is ever just. Says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ. This verse reminds me a lot about Allah's justice and His love for us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Do not take a soul, الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ, that Allah has sanctified. Allah has sanctified every soul, إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, except with its rights. The rights are about three or four. السَّيِّبُ الزَّانِ, somebody who is married, who commits zina. In Islam, such persons should be stoned to death. That is a right to take a life in Islam. And the punishment will be carried out by a legal institution set up by government. It is not individuals that will carry out legal punishment. Islam considers these as laws of state. It is not what every individual thinks. Somebody committed adultery, so you have to, not you. It is not talking to you as an individual. It is talking to the government of Islam. So when we have a government that implements that law, that legal punishment to be implemented upon anyone who commits adultery. The second one. Man baddala dinahu. It says faqtulu. The one who leaves Islam, who apostatizes, who renegates out of Islam, was a Muslim. He renegates. Faqtulu. That is another right to take life. That itself has its own procedure. Don't forget, like the first one, under the government of Islam. The third one, the one who kills a person. The murderer. Also, due process must be followed. And the punishment will be implemented by well legally instituted government in Islam. So he says, وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا. Whoever is killed unjustly, away from these issues. What did he say? وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا. We have given his family. If a person murders another person, Allah says he has given the family of the murdered person the choice, the authority. What is the authority they have? They can tell that person, we forgive you. Let government not kill the person. So after being found guilty in a murder case, the family in Islam, the family of the murdered will accept to say, okay, he should be killed. We want his blood too. He says, جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا. The family of the victims, we have given them the authority. Allah now addressed that family. He says, فَلَا تُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ. Don't waste life now. Allah appeals to the family of the king. لَا تُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ. Save life. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. Allah has already helped the person that was killed. Because his sins will go on the neck of the person who killed him. So don't count more life to go for Allah. Look at Allah's hand. So his words, Sidqan wa Adla. His words are true, no truer than it. Wa Adla, fair and just, no more just, no fairer than it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, his power knows no bounds. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is able to do all things, including what he will choose not to do. Including what he will say, I will not do this one, like having a child. Says, قُلْ إِن كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ. Tell them, if it were that Allah has a son, but he does not have a son. He has the power to have a child. He gives people children. So how can he not have a son if he wants? But he says, I don't want. Some of the people may think that he does not have a child because he does not have the ability to have a child. No. It is insult to have a child. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's too big to have a child. He's too sublime, mighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have a child. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's power, Allah's words, they are kamila, they are perfect. They are free from all kinds of imperfections and deficiencies. Kamila, ghayru makhluqa. Allah's words and Allah's power and his ability, ghayru makhluqa. They are not created, meaning that it is creatures that have what? Deficiencies. Allah's word and Allah's power are not created. Why? Because it is creatures that have deficiency. They are kamilat. They are perfect. They are total. They are absolute kamilat. Without any deficiency. Gairu makhlukat. They are not created. And that is why not any creature says anything except that if you go forward and backward, you find errors of human beings. Except what the Prophet told us from Wahyu alayhi salam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he will say to us are from Wahyu. So you will not find anything that is absolutely true except something in the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. They are the two absolute truths we have. When they say Ebola kills, Allah says I kill, to make them understand that it is not Ebola that kills. Allah makes people to be inflicted, to be afflicted by Ebola, and they do not die. He lifts them. So people come to say, oh, Ebola. Ebola did not kill them. We say, oh, in the first place, Ebola is not the one that kills. It is Allah who takes soul. And he used different means. Some people accident, some people from sleep, from some people from malaria, some people from cough. I have a friend, when we were in the secondary school, it was pimples that killed him. Pimples. 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 It infected him at the top of his nose. He pressed it, and I think it got into his brain. He died 2 days later. Pimples. As simple as that. What about the one that has no fault at all? In fact, no car hit him, he just slept on his bed. And Allah said, it is time. So Allah is the one that kills, not Ebola. Those things could be means, the channel of taking the life. But the life is actually taken by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will come back to that in our next class. Our next class is regarding death and the grave. May Allah keep us alive. So he says, rahimahullah, wa kalimatullahi wa qudratullahi. He says, wa na'atuhu wa sifatuhu. Na'atuhu wa sifatuhu. Ulama are divided. Some say there is no difference between na'at and sifa. So in some books of Arabic language, they say na'atu wa man'utku. That is adjectives and the nouns that they qualify. Sometimes they say sifatun wal mawsuf. That is adjectives and the qualified noun. But some of the ulama say there are differences. That sifa are wider in their meaning than nu'ut. They say a na'at has to do with something, an attribute something has, like leaves. If you say green leaves, you have described the leaf with what? Greenness. But the color can change. They say so. You can call that na'at. And it is allowed to call it sifa. When it can change, it is na'at. Both when it can change and when it cannot change, it is called what? Sifa. Meaning that if you say sifa, it includes na'at in it. Some say this is the difference. Some say if you have tahakkuk, that is, you describe somebody to be clever, and he's not actually clever, or that he is clever, you can call it sifa, whether he is actually clever or not. But when he is truly, truly clever, that is when you use the word na'at. So sifa is whether clever or not, tahakkuk sifa, al-mawsuf, the one that is described, whether he actually has that thing or not, you can call it sifa. But it is when he actually has it that you can only call it a na'at. So it means, wa na'atuhu wa sifatuhu, we have here. That the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we take the first differentiation by Al-Imam Abu al-Ala, that what it means is that na'at are things that can change. So what are the things with Allah that can change? Those are issues. Ulama say they are sifatu al-fi'liyya al-ikhtiyariyya. The attributes of Allah that are fi'liyya, they have to do with the actions of Allah. Al-ikhtiyariyya, it is Allah that determines when he does those things, like his speech. It is an attribute connected to action. And Allah can talk or not talk. He can talk or not talk, meaning that speech can be called na'at. The same thing, nuzul. He's coming down in the third part of the night. He can come and he may choose not to come. He can come and he may not be coming. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are sifatul fa'iliyya al-ikhtiyariyya. The attributes of Allah that are connected to His actions and they depend on His decision. Those are the ones that we can refer to as what? Na'tuhu. Wa sifatuhu. All the rest of the attributes will fall under what? Sifat. Whether they are sifat, attributes of Allah that He can do at one time or leave at another time, or the attributes that are ever, He's ever doing, like His seen, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's ever seen. It is not that there is a time that He's not seen, a'udhu billah. So we see it is different from the attributes of speech. Because speech, He can choose to talk, He can choose to remain silent. But seeing, He sees at all times, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He hears at all times. So that will fall under sifatu dhatiyya, the attributes that have to do with His dhat, His essence, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wa na'atuhu wa sifatuhu. Na'at have to do with sifatul fi'liyya al-ikhtiyariyya. Na'atuhu. Sifatuhu. It has to do with what? Sifatul dhatiyya. I hope these matters are clear. So it says wa kalimatuhu, yani kalimatullah, the word of Allah, wa kudratuhu, and His power, wa na'atuhu, and His attributes, wa sifatuhu, and the entirety of what Allah is described with, kamila, they are perfect. Not only that, ghayru makhluqat, they are not created, they are not creatures. The attributes of Allah are not creatures. He said, da'imat, they are everlasting. They are everlasting. One of the scholars of hadith, he said about himself, he fell in, rahimahullah, I hope that I remember his name before I finish the report. He fell in and he forgot all of what he knew, what he used to know. He forgot because of illness. So it means that he had known and at a point in time he stopped knowing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His own attributes are what? Da'imat. Everlasting. Not only that, azaliyat. They have always been there. Allah did not develop the attribute of creation just because He created. Even before He created, He has always been what? A creator. Before He created anything, He has always been a creator. So His attributes are ever with Him and they are everlasting. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He says, da'imat, His attributes, wa kalimatullahi, wa kudratullahi, wa na'atuhu, wa sifatuhu, kamila. The attributes of Allah are kamila, they are perfect. Ghayru makhluqat. Allah's attributes are not created. Meaning, let's take one issue that connects all of us. Allah is seeing us. Allah sees all of what we do. What I do in the open and the secret, Allah sees it. What you do in the open and the secret, Allah sees it. So it means there is not a time you would like to do an action that is displeasing to Allah. Because you know that He sees it. Because you know that He hears you. He is hearing you does not have a cut off time. Oh, He will not hear me in the midnight. He hears you at all times. So you regularly feel that Allah is watching you. Myself and a brother walked past the place. He started telling me, Abuna said, there are cameras there. I said, I've seen it before you said it. So later I was wondering, why was he telling me there are cameras? But the fact remains that when you understand that there are cameras watching you, there's a way you behave. Wallah, there's a way you behave. Your jalabiya, you're not likely to touch anything. You pat yourself and you walk straight. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The cameras may develop faults, especially the kinds of ones that we are putting in place in our own country. Nobody may even be watching it. So let's keep in mind Allah is watching us at all times. It will make us fear Him and it will make us run away from disobeying Him. May Allah protect us. So the Imam said, Rahimahullah, the attributes of Allah are da'imat. They are ever, ever everlasting. Azaliyat. They have ever been there. They are not things that started. Walaysat bimuhdathatin. They were not newly invented. So, okay, now we need a God that can that, subhanahu. He is always ever having those attributes. Today, if a man starts learning computer programming today, he will start writing a program that perhaps nobody wrote before him. Because of the emerging needs of human beings, we now have a need. So we have to start looking for a way of satisfying those needs. Mufdasat. Starting it anew. Allah does not have that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the attributes of Allah, laysat bimufdasatin. They are not newly invented. Fatabi. So they could go to extinction. Because newly invented things go to extinction. When you invent a thing because of a need, when you don't have a need for that thing again, what happens to that thing? It goes to extinction. Non-existence comes to it. Even the cars we use. If somebody gives you a gift of a Mercedes-Benz 200 now, you almost tell him thank you. Because the problem now is fuel consumption is a major problem. The fact that its parts are hardly available is a major problem. So after a while, when you say Mercedes 200, they say, please. One night he was the one the President Shagari was using. I knew the time. I saw it. I saw him inside it. President Shehu Shagari. He used Benz 190 and the long one after 190. But now they go to extinction. Why? Because we invented them. They were not there in the first place. So after they will not be there again. But Allah's attributes have ever been there. So they will be everlasting. It wasn't because he has a need, so he invented something. No. It says, وَلَا كَانَ رَبُّنَا نَاقِصًا فَيَزِيدُ. Our Lord, مَا كَانَ رَبُّنَا نَاقِصًا. He was not deficient, فَيَزِيدُ. So he needed an increment. لَا. وَلَا كَانَ رَبُّنَا نَاقِصًا فَيَزِيدُ. Our Lord was never deficient. Therefore, requiring increment, love. His jallat sifatuhu. His attributes are sublime, far above shabahi sifatil makhlukin. They are far above looking like the attributes of creatures. Jallat sifatuhu. The attributes of Allah, jallat. They are far above. They are too sublime. They are too mighty. And shabahi, sifatil makhlukin, for them to be like the attributes of creatures. So when we say we see and Allah sees, jalla sifatuhu and shabahi sifatil makhlukin. See and see are different. The see of a creature is completely different from the sea of the creator of creatures. I've always given this example. We have ants moving on the ground. Do they see or not? Do they see or not? Do we see or not? Are the two things the same? Different. There is a part of the ocean called the neritic region of the ocean. Those who do oceanography. In that area, the rays of the sun end. So you see dark area. Allah created organisms there. They say to us that Allah gave them highly sensory organs with which they make their navigation. They move as you move. But because there is no light, Allah gave them a substitute for what they will move. So when we say Allah sees and then we see, they are two different things. Jallat sifatuhu and shabahi sifatil makhlukin. Allah's attributes are too sublime to resemble the attributes of a human being. That's why he says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. There is nothing like him. Nothing resembles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَقَصُرَتْ عَنْهُ فِطَنُ الْوَاصِفِينَ. The intelligence, fitan, the intelligence of al-wasifun, those who describe Allah. You know those who are weak, who are far away from the Quran, who are far away from the Sunnah, sometimes they want to describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they'll be saying nothing. Somebody is far away from the Quran and the Sunnah. He wants to talk about Allah. He wants to praise Allah. And he'll be saying nothing, thinking that he's praising Allah. He's the one who calls Allah Baba Mi Ogajo. Is he not stupid? How can Allah be your father? You are insulting him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thinking that you wa hum yahsabuna annahum yuhsinun. So those who are clever, fitanul wasifin, who are clever in their description of affairs, he says, kasurat anhu, their intellect alone cannot encompass Allah's description until Allah describes himself to us. So meaning that somebody cannot say, let him sit down. Jehovah Witnesses, they make a nonsense of who their Lord is. Alhamdulillah. They draw a picture of a God that is wearing a crown, golden crown. When he raises his palm, light will come from the palm. Subhanallah. The Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, if Allah removes the veil between we and us, the glamour of his face will burn everything. So it's not a God that when he opens his hand, light will come out. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who attempt to describe Allah without resort to the Quran, without resorting to the Sunnah and giving it as it is, they are just saying what they want. Why? Allah told us, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. Mankind does not have the knowledge of anything regarding him, regarding Allah, except as Allah has told us. The only things we know about Allah are those things that he has told us. He told us he has eyes. He told us he has hands. He told us he has fingers. He told us he is merciful. He told us he has a throne. But he's not resting on the throne. We'll come back to that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what he says, we accept it just as he says it about himself. Otherwise, we'll be talking about what we don't know about. After all, we have not seen him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Imam said, كَفُرَتْ عَنْهُ فِطَنُ الْوَاصِفِينَ. The intelligence of those who attempt to describe Allah, كَفُرَتْ, is lowly compared to how really Allah is. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, قَرِيبٌ بِالْإِجَابَةِ عِنْدَ السُّؤَالِ. Allah is near when we call him. When you call Allah, when you invoke Allah, says وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. When you call to Allah, Allah, Allah will answer you. One day the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was giving khutbah in his masjid, and a Bedouin, you know Bedouin, they are coarse people in their character. That is, they can do and say anything. In another hadith, in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, one day Iqama was pronounced. The Prophet wanted to say Allahu Akbar to start the salah. A Bedouin grabbed the cloth of the Prophet to his neck. Anas ibn Malik rahimahullah, radiyallahu anhu, he said the Prophet followed him. Salah. He wanted to start salah. I'm just saying how quiet the Bedouins could be. He dragged his neck. The Prophet followed him. What did he want? He said, that sadaqah they brought, give me my own share, because you now, after salat now, you can say another thing. Give me my share. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and gave him his share and came back to start the salah. Allahu Akbar. Our own governors and ministers can do that. There are some posts that will not allow you to do that. The Prophet Muhammad. The world does not know his type. This earth, nobody stepped on it like him. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He still attended to the mass. He was giving khutbah. The Bedouin was saying, you are talking there. You are talking, no food, no rain. All the crops have died because there is no irrigation. You are there talking. You are giving khutbah. You people too, you are listening. From the window, not inside the masjid. Say, you are there talking. You people, you are listening. This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Anas ibn Malik said, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet raised his hands and begged Allah, Allah, rain, give us rain. Give us rain. Anas said, before we stood up after Salatul Jum'ah, we had to be running to our homes. The mosque itself was full of water. So Allah is qareebun bil ijabati inda su'al. When you call him, he answers. The Prophet called him on the spot, and Allah answered. The rain fell for an entire week. The following Friday, the man came again. We say we want water. 1 week now, water is everywhere. We can't pass. We can't do anything. We can't. The Prophet raised his hands again, alayhi salat. So Allah is what? Qareebun bil ijabati inda su'al. When you call him, you supplicate him, you invoke him, فَإِنَّهُ قَرِيبٌ. Allah is near you. So don't think that because we say Allah is on his arsh, he's far. So how do I start calling somebody who is far on the arsh? قَرِيبٌ بِالْإِجَابَةِ in the surah. If you call him now, Allah, do so for me, he will do. قَرِيبٌ بِالْإِجَابَةِ in the surah. Says ba'idun bi ta'azzubi la yunal, as close as he is when you supplicate, he is also far away bi ta'azzubi, out of his sublimity and mightiness, la yunal, you cannot touch him or reach where he is. Subhanahu, you cannot touch or reach where he is. He's near me, Abi. Let me quickly touch. La yunal, far away. But when you call him, he's near you. When you want to touch him, he's away from you. When you call him, he's near you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nearest a human being, a creature will go, was the nearest the Prophet went, alayhi salam. The Prophet Muhammad. No human being got to where he got to. When Jibril himself, who was taking him on the journey, got to Sidratul Muntaha, he said, look, this is our own boundary. Now you go on your own. I can't pass this boundary. That's why it is as Sidratul Al-Muntaha. That is as Sidra, the lot tree, Al-Muntaha, of the highest, utmost place. Al-Muntaha Nina. This is not in Nabi alayhi salam, with the exception of the Prophet Muhammad. Why? Because he went past it. Alayhi salam. He is Al-Mustafa. He went past it. Alayhi salam. And even at that, they asked him, did you see Allah? He said, I did not see him. I did not see him. How could I have seen him? I did not see Allah. But that is the nearest any creature got. It got past Al-Jannah. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Allah is ba'id bita'azzubi, out of his mightiness, in his sublimity, in his highness. He is what? Ba'id bita'azzubi la yunal. He cannot be reached. subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alin ala arshihi. Allah is established on his arsh. We discussed this matter at the beginning of this book. Ar-Rahman ala al-arsh istawa. Alin ala arshi. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is high above his arsh. The arsh is the throne. And in English, they say the throne is the seat of the king. So, but Allah is not sitting on the king, on the chair, like a sitting king. That is why the Imam said, Ba'inun min khalqihi. Because the throne itself is a creature belonging to Allah. Ba'inun. Allah is disconnected from it. It's not resting on it. Allah is not depending on it. It means as I sit on this chair, I am depending on this chair. Am I not? As you sit on the ground, you are depending on the ground. But Allah is not sitting on the arsh. Get it clear. Alal arsh, above the arsh. It does not mean he is on top of the arsh now. Alal arsh, above the arsh. Not that he is resting on the arsh. La. Ba'inun min khalqihi. Allah is not resting on any of his creatures. He has his creatures, he is alone. He is al-qayyum. The one who does not depend on anything, and everything depends on him. So that was why when he says, Alin ala arshihi, Allah is high above his arsh, he quickly added it, that is what? Ba'inun min khalqihi, is disconnected from his creatures. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mawjood. Allah exists. Allah exists. Some philosophers went to Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, Nu'man ibn Thabit. And like we mentioned in our last class, Al-Imam Abu Hanifa is not just an imam, it's from amongst the imam of Sunnah. In our class, last class, we read some of the texts where the imams, we are calling him alongside Al-Imam Malik, Abu Hanif, Abu Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Sufyan, Thawri, and others. He's in their class. And in terms of fiqh, no one surpassed him, except as they say, people like Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, some philosophers went to him from India. They say they do not believe that Allah exists. It's just theory. We have people who say that again these days. I know one. Two now. The first one I mentioned when I knew him, he was an associate professor of philosophy. He was once ASU national chairman. The second one I know is the one we call, or people call, Nobel Laureate. Nobel Laureate of Grammar. He does not believe Allah. They went to Al-Imam Abu Hanifa and asked him, you are just saying Allah exists. Allah does not exist. Tell us, prove to us. The Imam said, I should prove to you. They said, okay, come back in 2 days' time. Abu Hanifa and Nu'man ibn Thabit, he gave them 2 days to come back. This case, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen mentioned it in his Sharh of Al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah. They come back in 2 days' time. So they went back in 2 days' time. They said, where is our answer? I said, I've not been able to find an answer for you. He said, I'm thinking about a ship. You know a ship? A ship that sails on the sea, that has gold and silver and buildings and a lot of things inside it. It traveled from your town to my town. It offloaded everything inside it and went back without any, no captain, no offloader, just like that. He said, Imam, what are you saying? How can a ship come on its own, load itself, offload itself, and then go back? He said, how can you have a sun, the moon, the earth, just like that, having itself without a creator? if you think the ship cannot load itself, navigate its route in the Indian Ocean, and then come here to Baghdad, offload, without any person offloading it, and then if you go back to India like that, that is not possible without a controller. How do you think this entire universe is possible without a creator and a controller? So, the Arabs will say, Al-Ba'aratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir. Al-Ba'aratu, the thicker pellet, the stool of the camel, tadullu ala al-ba'ir. It shows that there is a camel. It says, وَالْعَثَرُ تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ. Where the footsteps show that somebody has moved. Because you cannot have the footsteps except that you have the owner of a foot. Just like you cannot have the tool of camels except that there's what? Or can you have eggs without chicken? Have they started synthesizing that now in laboratory? Even in the laboratory, they will need an initial egg. They will need a cell. That cell, who made it? Where is it from? Because they will definitely need a cytoplasm before they can develop an organism. Sorry. So, Allah is the creator of all things. Allah is mawjud. Allah exists. The evidences are everywhere. That points to the fact that Allah is one. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says mawjud. Wa laysa bi ma'ajud. Allah is not something that does not exist. Because philosophers will say, no, it's just an idea, it does not exist. Allah mawjud. Mawjudun. Wa laysa bi ma'adumin. Allah is not something that does not exist. وَلَا بِمَفْقُودٍ. Neither is he lost. Allah is lost. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. لَيْسَ بِمَفْقُودٍ. Allah is not lost. وَلَا بِمَعْدُومٍ. And he is not non-existent. People say nature created creation. Nature. It's another philosophy now. Nature. When they say nature, when they say who made it, they say nature made it. Nature made, that word, M-A-K-E, can it come up without an E-R in front of its maker? Can you have a make without maker? Can you have a shoe made in China? And no maker, no Chinese made it. It's not made, but it is made. It is not possible. That is why Allah asks, by way of directing the non-Muslims, أَمْ خُلِكُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. What thinking do you have? How stupid should you be? Non-thinking. You just become made without a maker. Or you made yourself. Charles Darwin said, we evolved. I said, from what? From monkeys, he evolved. If he says from monkeys, who created the monkey? It will say that the monkey itself evolved. You to see the idea will end in nothingness. It is sheer intellectual exercise without benefit. And that's why there are voluminous books now even written by scientists that indicate that Allah, you are saying nonsense, Mr. Darwin. He went to Galapagos Island, or where is it called? When he was traveling around, perhaps those ideas started coming to his mind when the man was hungry, not finding food to eat. So there, brothers, Allah mawjud, Allah exists, wa laysa bi ma'dumin. Allah is not a non-existent thing. Wa la bi mafkudin. Neither is he lost. So we come back to our book. The Imam said, وَكَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ, the words of Allah, وَقُدْرَةُ اللَّهِ, and the power of Allah, وَنَعْتُهُ وَصِفَاتُهُ, Allah's attributes and everything with which Allah describes Himself and He is described with Kamila by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Kamila, they are perfect. Gayru makhluqat, they are not creatures, because it is creatures that are imperfect. Da'imat, they are everlasting. Azaliyat, they have ever been there. Walaysat bimuhdathatin, they are not newly created. They are not invented. Fatabid, if they had been invented, it would have been a time where they would go towards extinction. Wala kana rabbuna naqisan, our Lord was never deficient. Fayazid, which would mean that He now needed an upgrade. Upgrade now. Is that not what they do? In fact, you find upgrades. If you go to apps, what do you call it? Apps, I mean. Play Store. You buy one Samsung something now. In 2 days' time, it will say upgrade. وَلَا كَانَ رَبُّنَا نَاقِصًا. Our Lord was never deficient, requiring an upgrade. أعوذ بالله. جَلَّ صِفَاتُهُ أَنْ شَبَعِ صِفَاتِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. The attributes of Allah are too sublime to resemble the attributes of creatures. وَقَصُرَتْ عَنْهُ فِطَنُ الْوَاصِفِينَ. The cleverness, the intelligence of those who attempt to describe Allah is too lowly to be able to describe Him correctly. قَرِيبٌ بِالْإِجَابَةِ عِنْدَ السُّؤَالِ. Allah is near you when you call Him. He will answer you. He's near you. In fact, even the dua that you don't make aloud, you are just saying it in your mind, Allah will answer you. Few years ago, in the Haram, in Mecca, an old man raised his hand, was said to be begging Allah for 5 riyals. Allah give me. Between himself and Allah. 5 riyals. And somebody was inserting 5 riyals into his pocket. He was not looking at the person, so he didn't know what was happening. He was holding back, preventing the man from putting the hand into his pocket. At the same time begging Allah to have how much? 5 riyals. I say the 5 riyals was already in his pocket. He was still begging Allah subhanahu. Qareebun bil ijabah. Allah is so near us when we call Him. Muslims these days, we do little of begging Allah. And Allah wants us to be calling Him. Says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَعُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. مَا يَعْبَعُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي. My Lord, لَا يَعْبَعُ بِكُمْ. He does not have anything to do with you. لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. If you don't call Him, Allah. You don't amount to anything in front of Allah if you don't beg Allah. So why don't we beg Him? We now, Muslims now contract dua. Dua contractors. Afa ima belong. You beg Him. Beg Allah, Allah will answer. Qareebun bil ijabati inda su'al. Ba'idun bil ta'azzuzi la yunal. Ha. He's far away. Bil ta'azzuzi. By way of sublimity. Out of His magnificence. La yunal. You cannot reach Him. Alin ala arshihi, He is high above His arsh. Ba'inun min khalkihi, is also disconnected from His creatures. Mawjood, He exists. Wa laysa bi ma'adumin, Allah is not a non-existing thing. Wa la bi mafkud, neither is Allah a thing of loss, something that is lost, mafkud. Something is lost. Allah is not mafkud. So this is what the Imam says. Our next class has to do with death and the grave. When we die, why do we die? When we die? Why do we die when we die? And what happens to us after we are dead? May Allah grant us all good ends. May He make us end up upon Iman. May He forgive the dead Muslims and raise us all up with the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah as his follower among those who will enter Al-Jannah with him. I hope this point is clear, inshallah. Alaykum as-salam. Naam. Alaykum as-salam. He said, we said during the class that the Bedouin asked, requested for supplication, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated, and then the mosque got logged up with water. So what kind of mosque is it compared to our own mosque? The mosque of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was roofed with thatch. Palm front. You know palm front? Thatch. What do you call it in the local language? Ima. So when there is rain, in fact there are hadith that sometimes when there is rain, in this hadith, Anas ibn Malik said when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sajda, you see mud sliding down his nose, alayhi salatu wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are better than us. The mosque is mud, sand. And the ceiling is made with palm fronds. May Allah protect us. And nobody has built a mosque like that. Allahu Akbar. We are even thinking about mosques now that have AC. Maybe because of our own time. Because of our time. That is what mankind has become. And it is from the things that the religion allows that we could pray in masjid that have fun. That we could pray in masjid that have tiles. The world doesn't even use these kind of tiles you are sitting on again, dear brother. There are better tiles now across the world. They're rugs. And these are issues of our time. The religion does not prohibit it. Although the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam prohibited tashyid al-masajid, what he called tashyid, ornamentation of the masajid. And one of the signs of the last hour, as is in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, is that the people will compete in beautifying and raising up tall mosques. We will start asking ourselves, is it Lekki Central Mosque that is more beautiful or Abuja Central Mosque? So Lekki community will say, no, our own will be more beautiful. You will say, Abuja, no, our own will be more beautiful. So when the Abuja people raise a committee to renovate the mosque, you too, you raise another committee to do your own. If they order for a carpet that is worth 1 million, you will order for a carpet of 10 million. The world will not end until something like this happens, and it is already happening in many places. May Allah protect us. In a hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, "La tuzakhrifunnaha." Abdullah ibn Abbas, this hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. He said, the Prophet prohibited us from ornamenting mosques. He says, like, but "La tuzakhrifunnaha." You will do it. La mutawqid. No, no, Sakina. You will certainly do it. And we are doing it. Just from the signs of the end times. So the more the mosque is easy, the better. The more middle class we are in, the better. the more middle course we are in the affairs of massaging, the better. May Allah accept our worship. Even though in our communities like these, mosques require attention. In this city where we are, there is no real masjid that we all can pray as we are seated here. So we must make efforts to have masajid. The first thing the Prophet did was to build a masjid. About 9-10 years ago, I knew that in MSS we were building a masjid. I remember we went, we cleared the ground and all those. But between then and now, the mosque is still not built. Although, unfortunately, almost all those brothers we knew ourselves then have built houses for themselves. But they did not build house for Allah. All those brothers, all, I will not mention names, you know them, were here 10 years ago, carrying Kwankwan trying to build a mosque. 10 years after, it is still al-jihad. But 10 years after, tens of them have built houses. Usually people are, when we do things, we should learn to be more sincere and genuine in our activity. How can we truly be Muslims without mosques? This discourse will be difficult without this mosque. This, as we are seated like this, it will be difficult outside a masjid. Because the masjid has its own barakat. Everybody knows it's in the masjid, so there is tranquility. And the Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to have his halaqat in the masjid. And the best place to sit there is masjid. The house of Allah on the earth. The best place on the earth. Khayrul buqa'i ala wajhi al-ardi masajiduha. The best of places on the earth are its mosques. And this is the mosque we are not building. The one we will not carry to the hereafter is the one we are building. Because he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man bana lillahi masjidan, bana allahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Whoever builds a masjid on the earth for Allah, Allah will build a house for him inside al-jannah. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he said there is no need to say that person will enter al-Jannah. Because for him to stay in his house, inside al-Jannah, he will enter al-Jannah. But that's what who he was. He will enter al-Jannah, then he will be a landlord inside al-Jannah. So but the one we get busy with is what? Who sent us that one? بَلْتُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خير وعبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى بمثل هذا فليعمل العامل. عليكم السلام. نعم عليه الصلاة والسلام. Did what? Yes, it is authentic. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas and the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal. The hadith of Ibn Abbas is in Sahih Muslim. He's asking that he read a hadith that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw Allah in his dream. So yes, the hadith is authentic. There's a report of Ibn Abbas in Sahih Muslim. There's hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal in Musnad Imam Ahmad. And those narrations are authentic. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw Allah in his dream. And Imam al-Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah said there's ittifaq before him al-Imam al-Qattabi. You see, there is ittifaq of the ulama of sunnah that it is also possible for other Muslims. I think I'll stop at that. Now, alaykum salam. We hardly talk about issues like this because most minds will want to understand the matters beyond their places. Otherwise, the ulama have mentioned these matters. Ru'yatullahi fil manam. It is part of the things the people of Sunnah should believe, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah in his dream. Because the ahadith are authentic. And there are many reports from the early Muslims about things like this, the companions and those who came after them. So it is not something to reject because it is established in the Sunnah. So, but that is different from the scene with the two eyes on his head like this. And they say to us also that it is possible for the rest of us. I think it is sufficient to stop there. Now, alaykum salam. Allah is not sitting on his arsh, he is above the arsh. They are many. They are called Hamalatul Arsh. The angels that are carrying Allah's throne. So if Allah were sitting on the throne, those angels would have been carrying Allah. A'udhu billah. Allah is ba'inun min khalqihi. Allah is disconnected from his creatures. He's not resting on any of them. Many of us say it when they talk about Isra and Miraj. They say, Allah unjoku luri agawla la. Don't say that. Allah is not resting on any creature. It's not depending on anything he has created. But all of his creatures are depending on him. He is Al-Qayyum. Now, in Salat, how do we have full concentration in Salat? Drop your phone 20 minutes before the Salat. Drop your phone 20 minutes before the Salat. It will help your concentration in the Salat. Drop your phone 20 minutes before the Salat. It will aid your concentration. Come early to the masjid. Walk when you are going to the masjid. Perform wudu before going to the masjid. If you have the opportunity, have a nice cool bath. Wear a nice cloth. Perfume yourself. Because usually when you prepare for something, your mind is on that thing. And all of these actions for Salah have their reward. If they say, Aragba Salah said people should come now, we will not go like this. People say, please, make us quickly reach out. You better read it, go. Oh, we will not say so? No. Will we say so? Most of us will say so. Most of us will do that. And as we come to the masjid fully perfumed for men, fully perfumed, good, nice looking clothes, perform 4 rakats if it is Zuhur, or perform 2 rakats if it is Maghrib. These things were the norms amongst the early Muslims. Al-Imam Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, for 40 years, they did not start Iqama or Takbirat al-Ihram, except he was in the masjid. 40 years. A brother said on the net yesterday that he has watched all football matches played by Super Eagles, all. He said both consequential and inconsequential friendly matches. I'm quoting him verbatim. For 15 years, the last 15 years, he has been watching the football matches. Meanwhile, about 4 months ago, he was happy. I think there was a holiday. So he said onto the net that Alhamdulillah, that I was able to perform Khamsu Salawat today in Jama'ah. So I sent an inbox to him. So for 15 years, you have not missed a match by Super Eagles. But for one day, you have only been able to perform Khamsu Salawat in Jama'ah. I said, I wish you can convert and substitute this for that. That is how it will be on the day of Qiyamah. Everybody will judge himself. You too, you will know where you belong to. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. So, we can do all of these things, dear brothers, if we are truly resolved. Resolution. For somebody to watch Super Eagles for 15 years. He said consequential and inconsequential matches. So we need to pay more attention to Salah. وأول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first thing Allah will ask from a servant on the day of Qiyamah is what? Salah. For us now, for the slightest example, we leave Salah. The slightest example, we leave the Salah. May Allah forgive all of us. Part of what will aid concentration is Salah is try to learn the Quran in Arabic. Know the meaning. When they say, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainnah, you know what they say. It will help you to retain your attention during the Salah. Learn all the azkars of Salah also, so that you are always busy, because there is not a place we are in the Salah, except that it has its own azkar. So these are some tips that I can give, inshallah, and beg Allah to make it easy for you. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. Say it a lot. It's one of the best of dua that we can make. Scholars have written books about that, this hadith. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Most of these written questions are issues we've either responded to or issues that alaykum as-salam. A person that dies of okay, if you give a person a bath, we'd answered this question about 2 weeks ago. You are going to dress. May Allah not make it afflict anybody. Whoever is affected, if the people want to give him funeral bath, you mean, they will dress, they will wear the clothes that nurses and doctors wear. And they will bury the corpse. We choose 2, 3, 4 people. The mosque, just like we have things with which we carry the corpse, every mosque we have 4 Ebola preventive wear. So individuals who wear them to take care of that person. Or is it found that those wears too are not sufficient to protect those people? Is there a scientific proof? No. They will dress like that. They will do it, inshallah. Above all, diseases doesn't transmit by itself. Hey, the Prophet said to alayhi salam, a disease will not transmit except that Allah permits it to transmit. La yu'zi shay'un shay'a. La yu'zi shay'un shay'a. Nothing causes harm on itself to another thing. So when the disease transfer, say that Allah has made it to inflict this one, this. The Ebola itself does not inflict people or afflict people. It is Allah that makes it afflict whomever He wills amongst His creatures. Brothers, let's go back to our Iman. That's why Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said the best cure for epidemics is tasbih. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. After avoiding physical means. But if how many times accidentally have we touched a leper? I have done it many times. Accidentally, a leper. Somebody who has leprosy. How many times have we had handshakes with people who have conjunctivitis? And it has not affected us. In fact, when I newly read this hadith, I did it deliberately. It did not affect me. I said, La yuzi shayun shayun. The brother would have said, shake me. This conjunctivitis does not afflict people. Allah make it afflict whom He will. Let us return to our iman. Yes, we will avoid, we will keep physical known proven means of contact. We'll avoid it. But when it happens, we will know that it is Allah that can prevent whom He will. How many men have or women have contracted HIV and their husbands or their spouses were free? Have we read that? HIV. A man will have HIV and his wife will not have. Or a wife will have and the man will not have. A man will have, the woman will have, and the fetus in the womb will not have. Who controls the spread of diseases? Wallahi, it is Allah. And that's why when we want it to stop, who will we be begging? May Allah protect us. May Allah never make Ebola affect us. Or any similar diseases. Because Allah has many. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah has many. Somebody running for the other one, he captures another one. May Allah protect us. It was HIV. HIV, people can see me for 15, 20 years. Ebola is 21 days. Maybe he will bring another one 3 days. May Allah protect us. So may He protect us and protect us from all forms of diseases. Our ears, our eyes, our hands, our intellect, our teeth, our mouth, our voice, all of what He has given us, may He make us die along with them at the time that we die in health. When we have, the messenger died with these things in his health. And that's why he used to pray, alayhi salatu wasalam, we'll make the dua. He says, Allahumma qasimu lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'afik wa min ta'atika ma tubaliguna bihi jannatak ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأبصارنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما بقيتنا واجعلها الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. Abdullah ibn Umar reported, and we'll end with this dua. Abdullah ibn Umar reported, this hadith was reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Sunan, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he finishes a sermon, he makes this dua. Perhaps some of the brothers will be making dua after our classes. Some of the people may be thinking, what is the evidence for making dua after a class? It is the one you are hearing now. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported that when the Prophet finishes a discussion, a sermon with the people, he says, Allahumma qasim lana min khashiyatika. O Allah, grant us from the fear of you, from your fear. Grant us the one ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik, that will be a barrier between us and sinning against you. Make us fear you to the extent that we will not be able to sin. Wa min ta'atika, give us ability to obey you. Ma tubaliguna bihi jannatak, by which you will give us your al-jannah. Wa min al-yakin, give us certainty of iman. Ma tuhawwinu bihi alayna masa'ib ad-dunya. Give us the certainty of iman that you will use to make the difficulties of this dunya look simple to us. Meaning that when you have certainty of iman, yaqeen, the difficulties of dunya will be like enjoyment to you. تُهَوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. You will make the difficulties easy for us. And everybody has his own difficulty. The president of this country, as rich as he will be, I'm sure you know he has his own challenges. Does he? The governor, does he have? Ministers, does he have? Do they have? Chief of Army Staff, does he have? Chief of Naval Staff, do they have? CBN governors, do they have? So a person is in a high place or has money, it doesn't mean he does not have masa'ib ad-dunya. But whichever the case, give us the yaqeen that will make the difficulties, the challenges of life easy for us. Allahumma matti'na, O Allah, grant us longevity, bi asma'ina, with our sense of hearing, wa absarina, and our eyes, wa quwwatina, and our strength. Make us strength till we die. Abadan. This Abadan, people say it. It is not in the hadith. What it says is, ma abuqaitana, wa quwwatina, ma abuqaitana. As long as you make us live, make these things live with us. The Prophet used to pray like that, alayhi salam. Waj'al hal warisa minna, make us inherit them. That is, make us till we die and go. Our eyes, our body should be as we are. We don't want to leave this dunya amputated. Waj'al sa'rana ala man zalamana, those who cause evil to us, who are unfair to us, help us take revenge with them. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى مَنْ عَادَانَا, help us against those who make themselves our enemies. وَلَا تُسَلِّطْ عَلَيْنَا وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا, don't make this dunya our greatest desire. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا, don't make it the only thing we know is dunya. I want to buy a car, I want to build a house. That is the only thing we know. Don't make us like that. There is wala illa nari masirana. It is not in the hadith. Then it says, wala tusallit alayna. Do not give any person power over us. Man la yarhamuna, those who will not show us mercy. Don't make them be our leader. There is wala tusallif alayna bi dhunubina, it's not in the hadith. So it is wala tusallif alayna man la yarhamna. Don't make people who will not pity us to be our leader. I hope we need this dua so much. Go. Wala la tusallif alayna man la yarhamna. May Allah not make those who will not pity us to be our leader. As he used to end with this dua, we end this sitting also with that dua. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Amin.